Welcome to Missionary Echoes, an outreach ministry of the Lebanon God's Missionary Church. I'm Pastor Joel, and it's so good to have you join us today.
Dare to run with our eyes fixed on Jesus, following the footsteps of the one who's gone before us. Dare to run in the power of His Spirit, called to be victors in a race already won. Dare to run. We must have our Savior's vision, compassion for the lost, courage for the future, love at any cost. Jesus, following the footsteps of the one who's gone before us. Dare to run in the power of His Spirit, called to be victors in a race already won. Dare to run.
On September 21st, we had a very special Sunday morning worship service that we called Family Day at Lebanon God's Missionary Church. Last week, we aired the first part of a message preached by our guest, Reverend Daryl Stettler, on the importance of a godly influence in our parenting and the opportunities we're given to know God. This morning, we're going to air the second part of that message. We're breaking in around the middle of the message as Pastor Daryl E. Stettler shares a personal story of God moving upon the heart of a child.
I'll tell you a story about one of my kids. Is that okay? So, years ago, one of my sons, who shall remain nameless, was about 5 years old. And he was in the middle of a stubborn season. Anybody ever had a kid that's stubborn? Any of you kids? Are you guys stubborn? Are you hard-headed? You are? All right, thank you for your honesty. Yeah, God will bless you for that. All right, so... My son, he was stubborn, and he was just like, he didn't want to do what I said, and he didn't want to obey, and he didn't want to listen, and I was trying everything, and it wasn't working. It seemed like it made him more and more and more stubborn. Even trying to correct him was like, you know. And I was getting worried. I was like, this kid's five. What's it going to be when he's this big? Yeah. So I started talking to my wife, and I said, babe, we got to figure this out. We're doing all we know to do. I'm trying to teach him. I'm trying to correct him. I'm trying to discipline. I'm trying to guide his life. I'm trying to inspire him to do better. And it wasn't working. And I said to Liz, I said, babe, we got to pray about this. And we went. So we went and we started praying. We called my mom and dad and said, hey, can you pray? Your grandson is having issues. Called her mom and dad, said, can you guys pray for us? And one day, we were driving down the road in our van, and we were going into it. We're going to go into a bookstore. So we pulled into the parking lot, pulled into the parking space, and we hadn't been talking about God. We hadn't been reading Bible verses together. We hadn't been singing songs about Jesus. We just pulled in. We were driving to a store. Pulled in. I opened the door. I slid the sliding door on the van, and I reached up to take my son down. And right at that moment, just as I reached, I looked down, and his eyes were full of tears. It was just like his eyes had just welled up with tears. And I said, buddy, are you okay? And he said, Dad, I've sinned a lot. And I said, yes, you have. I actually didn't. I didn't say that. I said, well, let's talk about it. And I picked him up. And we didn't go in the bookstore, not right away. We did later, but not right away. We just got back in the car, and I started it up, turned on the air conditioning. I sat him on my lap, and we talked about sin, which is when I break God's law, when I know what to do. I break God's law by what I think or say or do. We talked about that. And we talked about Jesus, who died in our place to forgive us for sin and to wash it away. We talked about that. We talked about how Jesus died on the cross, but on the third day He came back to life. And the Bible says that He came back to life so that we could be forgiven. So I told him about that. And we prayed together. And that little five-year-old boy, I tell you the truth, he was never quite the same after that. God really did something in his heart. And I thank God for that. You know why? Because it wasn't me doing wise and incredible things. I wasn't like super parent, you know. I wasn't. The truth is, I was just doing what I could, and God came along and did what he could. And that's beautiful. Now, the next thing that I have to tell you is, if what would you do if you had limited time? What would you do if you had a tremendous heritage to pass on? You're taking notes. That's the next blank, I believe. What would you do if you had a tremendous heritage to pass on? You see, every day Jochebed got up and she had stories to tell. She was like, I got to tell the story. Let's see, today I should probably tell the story of Abraham. And she tells him the story of Abraham and how Abraham believed God. Today I've got to tell him the stories of Isaac. Today I've got to tell him the story of Jacob and how Jacob met God, even though he was a bad person in many ways. And he had done a lot of bad things. And he had told lies and deceived people. But he met God and God changed the direction of his life. I've got to tell him that story today. Parents, do not underestimate the power of stories. Don't underestimate the power of stories. Stories are incredible, incredible things. My grandmother was saved out of no knowledge of God. She was raised in the backwoods of North Carolina on a dirt road in a little shack, and she got saved. She had never heard of God till she was seven. She was raised in a Christian a family that was not Christians. They did not go to church. Nobody in her family would go to church. She had never even heard of God till she was seven. And one day somebody said, you better be careful. God keeps a record of everything you do. And she was like, tell me about this God that keeps a record of everything that I do. She'd never heard of that before. She never went to church till she was 12 years old. But one day, her dad came walking in. Nobody in her family went to church. Her dad came walking in when my grandma was 12 years old. But her dad came walking in and he said, hey, listen, this Sunday, we're going to church. And the reason we're going to church is because this lady in my town invited me to go to church. And she was nice to me when I was in grade school. She said she did something really nice for me when I was a kid. And so we're going to go to church one time, just because she was nice to me. By the way, you never know what seeds you plant that will come back later. I want to meet that lady someday. So they did. They went to church. They all went into the. They sat down in the seat, and the whole family was sitting there together, and the preacher got up, and he preached a message. He told them about God. He told them about how sin had come into the world and how everybody had sinned. He told them about how Jesus died to pay the price for our sin. He told them about how Jesus rose again and how they could be saved. And he preached this gospel message, and then he had everybody stand up. And he said, I want to ask if there's anybody who wants to come forward and you want to become a follower of Jesus. You want to invite Jesus to be the forgiver of your sins and the leader of your life. And my grandma, somebody came and asked my grandma's dad, said, would you like to go? And he said, no, no. And my grandma was 12 years old and she said, in my mind, here's the thought that I thought. She said, Daddy, if you're not going to go, you better get out of the way so I can. And so she slipped out and she came down to the front and she knelt down at the front of the church. And nobody came to pray with her. By the way, thank you for what you're doing with kids. Always, always, always be faithful to make sure the kids can understand the good news about Jesus. All right. She didn't know what to do. She had never been to church before, and she'd never heard of God till she was seven. And so she didn't know what to do. She came down and knelt because that's what other people were doing, and nobody came to pray with her. But in God's wisdom and His faithfulness, there was somebody kneeling a little ways down, and that person had somebody praying with them. And this person said, "Would you like to become a Christian?" And they said, "Yes." And they said, "Let me tell you how you could pray and ask God to be the forgiver of your sins and the leader of your life." And so they started praying, and they said, "Dear God, I'm sorry for my sin." And that person said, "Dear God, I'm sorry for my sin." And my grandma over here, she was kneeling, and she heard them say that, and she said, "Dear God, I'm sorry for my sin." And they said, "I want you to come into my life." And this person said, "I want you to come into my life." And my grandma heard it, and she was like, "I want you to come into my life. And I promise I'm going to walk with you and obey you." And they said that. And she said, "I promise I'm going to walk in it." And you know what happened? God saved my grandma. Because that's what God does. He does that when we listen to the Lord and when we obey Him and we come to Him and ask Him to change our life and forgive us. He does exactly that. And so when my grandma became a Christian, nobody else in her family went to church. None of them. Her dad, her mom, her brothers, her sisters, nobody went to church. And so because she lived way out in the country on a dirt road, she couldn't go to church either. And there was no bus to come pick her up. Isn't that sad? However, she found a little Bible buried in a box, in a storage box in her house. And she would take that Bible, and she would just go out into the woods, follow a little path out in the woods, and she would, there was a big rock out in the woods, and she would go out there, and she would sit on the rock, and she would talk to God. And she would say, she didn't know how to pray, so she said, "I would just talk with God." And sometimes she would say, "Starlight, star bright, I wish I may, I wish I might have the wish to, I wish I wish tonight." And she would wish to go to church. Does God hear prayers like that? Oh, yeah. Yes, He does. And so she grew up, and she never got to go regularly to church, but a few times she did. And she just started obeying God. If she felt like God said something to her, she would obey. And she started following Jesus. And eventually, she got to be about 18 years old. And she saw somewhere an advertisement for a Bible college in Cincinnati, Ohio. It was God's Bible School and College. She saw this advertisement. And she said, "Dad, could I go to this Bible college?" And he said, "Absolutely not. Women in our family don't go to college." No women in her family had ever gone to college before. And she said, "Okay." And she waited. The next year, her dad died. And her mom, she said to her mom, after a funeral was over, the right time of the year, she said, "Mom, is it possible, could I go to this Bible college in Cincinnati?" And her mom said, "Yeah, I guess you can." So she got a few things together. She moved to Cincinnati, Ohio. She met my grandpa. They got married. They had 6 kids. And God totally changed the direction of my her life. And you know who gets to benefit from that? Me. He totally changed the direction of her life. It utterly is different than it was for her. I don't remember when I learned about God. She was 7 before she ever heard of Him, 12 before she went to church, and I was in church the Sunday after I was born. You know why? Because God changed the direction of an entire family and changed history. And my family tell those stories, and here I am telling it, and I'm telling it to you, but you know who else I'm telling it to? Those kids right there. Why? Because I'm a limited time parent. They're going to leave my house. And I got to tell stories. I got to tell stories that help them know God and help them to understand Him and know what He's like. Now, you say, "Daryl, I don't have any stories." Ah, okay. So your grandma was not, if your grandma was not a Christian and your mom or dad were not Christians, guess what you're doing? You're making them. You're making the stories right now. Guess who's going to tell your stories? If you'll tell the stories, when you go to your kids and you say, "Let me tell you about the bus that I rode on when I was a... Let me tell you about the person who told me about Jesus. Let me tell you how God changed my life. Let me tell you what my life used to be like and how God has changed me." When you do that, what's happening is it is bringing those stories to your kids, and someday you're going to be... My grandma's in heaven already, but someday you're going to be the person that they're going to be telling the stories about. And I think that's beautiful. You see, there's a bunch of people in Oklahoma City this morning that are worshiping God. And they're praying, they're singing songs, and they're listening to our assistant pastor preach this morning. And there's a guy probably sitting back on the back there. He's got tattoos all over the place. Served 8 years for violent crime. But a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago, he got out of jail. And he would call me all the time. From time to time on the phone, he was trying to read the Bible, and now he's trying to get closer and closer to God. And you know what's happening? Someday he's going to tell stories, and someday his kids are going to tell stories. That's what's going to happen. Why? Because God can change anybody. Kids, tell me this. Say it out loud for me. God can change anybody. Yes, he can. Because God's sovereign, and he can do whatever he wants. Now, the next thing, if you're taking notes, what would you do if your child had tremendous potential for God? It says in the scripture reading, she saw he was a goodly child, or he was a fine child. Good specimen of a child. I don't know how they knew that, because every baby's good, right? Every one of them. How did they know he was a good child? Okay, guys, all you kids right here, look right up here for me, okay? Everybody grab my hands, look at my finger right here. Here we go. Listen, God has an incredible plan for your life, and you can do it. I promise you. I look at you, and I say, you have unbelievable potential. You too. Yeah, you too. You have unbelievable potential. God can do anything with your life. You have no idea where God can take you and what he can do with your life. My grandpa on the other side, my mom's family, he grew up not really knowing God. He got saved when he was about 15 or something like that. He became a Christian. And eventually, God sent him around the world preaching the gospel. He went to Africa and preached. He went to Papua New Guinea and preached. You know why? Because God can take anybody from the back roads, the dirt roads of Georgia, and send them around the world doing amazing things for God. And now he's gone on to heaven too. And I'll see him again someday. You know why? Because God can take anybody and make something out of them. And he can do it for you too. I promise you it's true. Now, she saw he was a good child. Parents, you define who your children are somewhat. You tell them who they are. So never ever do what I've heard some people do and say, "Ugh, why are you so bad to your kids?" No, 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 no. You speak the truth over them. You speak what you actually want them to be. You tell them who they are. You define who they are. And so when I tell my kids, and I talk to my boys, I'll tell them, you're a good man on the way to being a better one. Why? Because I believe they're a good child. They're a good child. I believe that what God has put within them is unbelievable potential, and you ought to believe that too. You ought to believe that. The truth is, you've never locked eyes with any person that didn't matter to God. Not one time. Now, continuing on, what would you do if your child was leaving to go into a hostile environment? What would you do if your child was leaving to go into a hostile environment? I think Jochebed got up knowing somewhere there is an Egyptian teacher who's going to try to deconstruct everything I'm building into this kid. Somewhere there's an Egyptian teacher who's going to do his best to try to make sure that God's name is torn down. He's going to go to a place, this Moses, he's going to go to a place where basically everyone around him worships someone else or something else. He's going to go to a place where riches and money are the gods of this world. And they're going to tell him if he'll just bow down to this other god, he's going to go places. Now listen, here's the thing that you need to know, parents. Every one of the things we just said is true about your child. If you're taking notes, every one of the things I just said is true about your child. You do have limited time. Your child does have unbelievable potential. They are leaving to go into a hostile world. I promise you, it is true. We know this is true. But sometimes, if we're not careful, we let the fear of that paralyze us in this moment. And we sit around, oh, what are they going to do in a world that would shoot people just for saying what they believe? Oh, and I say, no! No! Start telling stories. Start speaking about Jesus. Start talking to them about the things that matter. Trust God, who is sovereign and could do anything He wants to do. And act like you've got limited time and a God who's worth preaching about. So the results, we read in Hebrews chapter 11. I'll read this from your handout. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. There came a moment in Moses' life where he said, I will not let that define who I am. I will not let those teachers and that relationship tell me who I am. I already believe something else about who I am. He refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. And he regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt. Look at this. Because he was looking ahead to his reward. Who told him that he had a reward? It was a mom, wasn't it? Maybe a dad when he came home from work. Probably a dad when he came home from work. Who told him that it would be better? Who told him that the pleasures of sin would be temporary? Who told him that? Mom and dad. It wasn't the teachers of Egypt that did that. It was mom and dad. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. Who told him to be courageous in the face of persecution or challenge? Yeah. So by God's grace, if you're taking notes, she raised a son who was unashamed to belong to God. If your parents, teenagers, young people, kids, if your parents have taught you to be unashamed to belong to God, that is an incredible, incredible honor. They did right, and they told you the truth. Honor that. Honor that. That's important. Also, she raised a son, if you're taking notes, who had his values right. He knew what to love most. He knew what to love most. He had his values in the right order. And he was not distracted from his purpose by money. You see that? It said that rather than the riches of Egypt, the treasures of Egypt. He was also very incredibly courageous. He was not afraid of evil men. He was not afraid of evil men. And he had great perseverance, look at this, because of his vision of God. You see it says he persevered because he saw him who was invisible. He saw the invisible. Oh, God, help us to raise kids who can see the invisible. Why? Because they've heard the stories of people, other people before them who saw the invisible. And they've heard stories of how you saw the things that couldn't be seen. And you trusted God and you prayed, and the invisible God who cannot be seen answered your prayer. And you know what's going to happen? One of these days they're going to get in the middle of a thing. They're going to be in the middle of a situation, and all of a sudden they're going to be like, I'm going to keep going. Why? Because I can see with the eyes of faith a God, the same God who answered my mom and dad's prayers. I promise you, that day's coming. And they'll keep going because of what you put in them. And lastly, he was a man of incredible faith. Man of incredible faith. He did unbelievable things. You know what Moses did? Moses delivered, I'm coming back to the kids now. Moses, this guy, that this little baby that was born and grew up, he took the people of God and took them, like 2 million of them, out of Egypt. 2 million slaves. And he said, guys, follow me, we're going to go. And they said, we can't go, there's all these problems. So he went and he talked to Pharaoh, the king of all the country. And he said, you let these people go. And Pharaoh said, never. Not happening. And he said, all right then, there's going to be plagues. And plagues came down. locusts and frogs, and the river turned to blood, and the sun was blotted out. It was unbelievable, unbelievable plagues that came. And eventually, Pharaoh had to let him go. And so he took the people, and he started out, and Pharaoh started chasing them. He started chasing them. His whole army's coming, and they don't have weapons. They have nothing. They've never been trained for war. All they know how to do is be slaves. And here comes rumbling chariots and marching feet, and they're chasing after them. And the people of God were running, and they came right up to the Red Sea, and they were blocked by water, and behind them is an army. And here comes the army coming up behind them. And as the chariots rumble closer and closer, Moses, that little baby who was in the basket, Moses, he says to the people, "Stand still and watch the salvation of God." And he turns around and he raises up the rod he was carrying, and God caused a giant wind to blow down and blew the water apart and made a channel where those people could pass through the water. And they marched, that whole nation, that whole group of slaves, marched through the water. Water on this side, water on that side. And they walked through on dry ground. And they got to the other side, and Moses turned around. That little same baby who was in that little ark, who was in that little boat that his mom made, and she delivered him. That baby she taught, that baby is now a man. And he turned around and he raised up the rod. And the wind stopped, and the water walls, as the army of Egypt came chasing them through that channel, rumbling along in their chariots, the walls of water came back together and destroyed that whole army. And that little baby grew up to change the whole course of the world. And we still read the stories 3,500 years later. Why? Because there was a kid that listened to what he was taught, and he grew up and believed it and acted like it was true. And if you'll do the same thing, there is no telling what God will do with your life. Parents, could you bow your heads with me, and let's take a moment for prayer. Father, I'm asking that the Holy Spirit would hover over every mom and dad right now, every grandmother and grandfather, and that you would strengthen us with the courage we need to become the kind of parents and grandparents you need us to be. Would you fill our mind and fill our mouth with stories and fill our wills with the power and the discipline to tell them? Would you fill us fresh with your Holy Spirit so that we are not afraid in a bad world to tell stories about a good God and to train up children so that when they are old, they will walk in the ways that they should. Lord, would you give us the faithfulness that we need? Forgive us, Lord, for times that we haven't done that. And give us the faithfulness we need to tell the truth to the next generation about what God has done, so that someday, when they grow up and we're gone, people will still be trusting and following Jesus because of the stories we told. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. And everybody agreed and said amen. Amen.
You've been listening to a sermon from Family Day at the Lebanon God's Missionary Church. If you'd like to talk with us about your walk with God, call us at 717-273-3690 or send us an email at lebgmc@gmail.com. We'd love to have you join us at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon. Our services begin on Sunday at 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 for a morning worship service, and 6 o'clock for an evening worship service. Then on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock p.m., we have a prayer and praise service. If you need a ride on a Sunday morning, just let us know. If you can't be with us in person, you can always watch our services live at lebanongmc.com. There you can even find the first part of this message and previously aired broadcasts. Join us again next week for Missionary Echoes. I'm Pastor Joel, wishing you the Lord's blessing.